Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Hey, Loretta.
Good evening. How are you?
Good, good.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll go ahead and start picking up in Exodus. Angela, you just keep a record of who calls in, okay? I'm in Exodus 30, 1 through 19. And it goes on to say, then make a small altar for burning incense. It shall be made from acacia wood. It is to be 18 inches square feet high, and the horns carved in the wood. Exodus 40. I thought I had read that. I do apologize. Exodus 40. It sounded too familiar. Exodus 40 and 1. The Lord now said to Moses to put the tabernacle on the first day of the first month, and it placed the ark containing the Ten Commandments and installed the veil to enclose the ark within the Holy of Holies. Then bring in the table and place the utensil on it, and bring in the lampstands and light the lamps. Place the golden altar for the incense in front of the ark. Set up the drapes at the entrance of a tabernacle and place the altar for burnt offering in front of the entrance. Set the wash basin between the tabernacle tent and the altar and fill it with water. Then make the courtyard around the outside of the tent and hang the curtain doors at the entrance of the courtyard. Take the anointing oil and sprinkle it here and there upon the tabernacle and everything in it, upon all of its utensils and parts and in the furniture, and it shall become holy. Sprinkle the anointing oil upon the altar of burnt offering and its utensils, sanctifying it, for the altar shall then become most holy. Then anoint the wash basin and its pedestal, sanctifying it. Now bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tabernacle and wash them with water, and clothe Aaron with the holy garment and anoint him, sanctifying him to minister to me as a priest. Then bring his sons and put their robes upon them and anoint them as you did their father, that they may minister to me as priests. Their anointing shall be permanent from generation to generation. All their children and children's children shall forever be my priests. That was the reading out of Exodus 41 through 19, through 15. Amen.
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 Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
yeah,
better.
Yeah.
Okay, I had it on speaker. I apologize. We do have a guest today. It's one of my friends, Jocelyn Broadway.
Amen.
Welcome.
How you ladies doing? How's everybody?
Oh.
Great.
Good,
good evening, Jocelyn. Welcome.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful.
Okay, welcome.
Thank
and
you.
We, And we have, is it Auntie Janet?
Yes.
Good evening.
Welcome. Are you?
Good evening.
Okay. And we already had Auntie Betty.
Yes.
We had
good evening.
We had Mom and Pops.
Yeah.
Good evening.
And Loretta and myself, Angela, welcome everyone to the prayer line.
Amen.
Good evening. Did we miss anyone?
Nope.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Amen.
For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line by Angela. Amen.
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 Oh, Lord, we lift our eyes to see your glory. We open our hearts to receive love. We engage our minds to understand your truth. We mm-hmm. offer our songs to praise your name. So, Lord, as we give you our lives, please take everything that we are so that we may reveal your blessings to the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that blessing, Angela. And we're going to go right on into our program tonight. Let's see, I will start with Auntie Betty. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming from the in church. And it's a God view on healthy bodies. My scripture is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12 through 20. God is interested in more than just our spirit and soul. It is important that we guard our body and health from his point of view and not base our idea merely on external, like appearance. The body is the temple of the living God. 1 Corinthians 6:16. The Greek believed the body was worthless and assumed they could treat it as they pleased. This leads us to an attitude of immortality. God, however, regards the body as tremendous valuable. It was created to house his spirit so that we can live in and through us, so he can live in and through us to accomplish his purpose. John 16:7. That should indicate to us that the body works and should also be a warning not to abuse it, ignore it, or mistreat it. The body is a wonderful gift of the Creator. Genesis 1:27. God declared it good. Genesis 1:31. We have been skillfully crafted. Psalm 139:13-16. Think about the uniqueness of each body as well as the integral of the lens of the eye, the mouth or blood vessel, the ability to breathe. Isaiah 42:5, our body is a masterpiece of individual creation, and our responsibility is to care for it. God owns our body. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, one of Satan's deceitful lies that he has caused enormous heartache, suffering, and death in this. Your body is your own business. You can do with it whatever you please. the word of God teaches us that we are bought at a price. Our redemption involves more than simply our spirit or our soul. God also includes our body in his plan to redeem mankind. Because of the Heavenly Father regard our body as extremely valuable, he will one day transfer them to be like the body of his risen Son, Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:20-21. In other words, when our body dies, it will be buried as something perishable. But when it is resurrected, it will have a brand new, incorrupted structure. It will then be able to exist just as the Lord body did after he rose from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15:42-44. Anything that God values so highly, we should likewise hold it esteem. It is his privilege to bring glory and honor to himself through us. We should therefore pursue good health and vigorous strength so that we can better serve the Lord no matter what he called us to do. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading out of 1 Corinthians, Auntie Betty. Let's see. Next, I'll go to Auntie Janet. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Healing Promises from David Prince. It says, the Lord wants us healed. Surely he has borne our grief, our sickness, weakness, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pain, a punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquity. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Isaiah 53:4-5. Isaiah 53 is proof forevermore of the Lord's love for us, that his desire for us to be whole. How important is your healing and health to him? It is very important. It was so important that Jesus himself paid the heavy and terrible price for our wholeness. Jesus was violently scourged beyond human recognition by the Roman torture equipment. His flesh was shredded to the point that his bones were exposed, sickly white amidst the blood and torn muscles. He bore the stripes so that we don't have to. His body was broken so that ours could be whole. And by his stripes, we have been healed. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, on Healing Promises. Let's see, Mom, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to be reading out of St. Luke, chapter 10, and it's read, after these things, the Lord appointed other servants. Also, he appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whether he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest is truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your way, Behold, I send you forth as labels among the wolves. Carry neither purse, nor strip, nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the son of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that reading, Mom. And I do believe that I owe an apology to Auntie Dot. Are you online?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I passed you by about for the past 6 minutes, and I do apologize.
That's
but welcome
okay.
to the program.
Okay, that's
well,
right.
Welcome, welcome. Okay, we're going to move right along. Jocelyn, did you want to participate or just be a listener today?
Oh, sure. I'll participate. Amen.
Okay, any good news you want to share?
Good news, sure. God is faithful. God is good. And just studying his word this week, I came across a scripture in John, St. John 10. And it was reading, most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, that same is a thief and a robber. Mm-hmm. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. And that's John 10, verses 1, and then verses 10. And just, you know, just having to share the word of God today at my local church, God just began to speak to me about the peace that the body of Christ is not experiencing because many have tried to enter the sheepfold through another door. Mm-hmm. And we need to encourage the body of Christ to know that Christ is the door. He said, no man cometh unto the Father except by me. And I believe that the Bible goes on to say that my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. And God wants us to, when he calls our name, we need to answer. He wants us to be quick to hear and slow to speak. You know, he wants us to just do what he's called us to do. He wants us to experience the peace that we oftentimes forfeit all because we do not take it to him in prayer. And he wants us to know that he has taken care of that thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We oftentimes don't obey God because we are fearful of the enemy. And we might, you know, he might, something might happen, but we don't have to. We can just know that what he did over 2,000 years ago, it still is in full effect. And I think you so eloquently spoke that in Isaiah 45 and 5, and how everything was placed in place, and even down to our generation is going to stay that way. What God done in the Old Testament, he's done it in the New Testament. Amen. So the peace
Amen.
Of God.
Amen.
I'm excited
Amen.
About
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
So.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for that reading, Jocelyn. Let's
welcome.
See here. Dad, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I want to read a few words about the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not walk.
Mm-hmm.
In Luke 15 chapter, we have three parables. The first one is by the law of wheat, and the second the law of corn, and the third the law of sun. And the sun did find a way back home. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Let's see here. I will go next. Oh. And I will be coming from the Daily Bread. And it says, better with age. Many of us fear aging with all the troubles it brings. But when we are gradually stripped of everything that props us up, whether it's wealth, independence, health, dignity, or beauty, or all the above, we're left with more and more of God. So no matter how old you are, it's not too late to dig deep in God's words and invest more and more time in your spiritual well-being. You'll see the payoff now and later. The older you get, the better you become. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading from the Bible study, Luke 15:11-32, a family reunion. Jesus said, a certain man had two sons. The youngest son said to his father, Father, give me my share of the inheritance. Then the father divided his estate between them. Soon after, the young son gathered everything together and took a trip to a land far away. There he wasted his wealth through extravagant things. When he had used up his resort, a severe food shortage arose in that country, and he began to be in need. He hid himself out of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his field to feed pigs. He longed to eat his fill from what the pig ate, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senator, he said, how many of my father's hired hands had more than enough food? But I am starving to death. I will get up and go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer deserved to be called your son. Take me on as one of your hired hands. So he got up and went to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion. His father ran to him, hugged him, and kissed him. Then his son said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, quickly, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandal on his feet. Flesh the fattest calf and slaughter it. He must celebrate with feast, because his son of mine was dead and has come back to life. He was lost and now he is found. And they began to celebrate. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. Angela, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
She's still on.
Are you on mute, Angela?
Yes.
Okay.
I only like some gadgets that make my life easier. Some years ago, I purchased my first navigational device that utilizes the GPS system. As you know, it was originally developed by the U.S. military. The GPS technology uses satellites to determine positions. speed and direction to any place on earth. Anxious to try the new device, I unboxed it and entered my destination. It automatically calculated my route. Then it guided me step by step to my destination using visual imagery and voice commands. It alerted me when I approached upcoming turns and even recapped the way to recover when I failed to follow the proper route. Nowadays, whenever I set off for a new destination, I always use my GPS device to avoid getting lost. Many people today long for a trusted guidance system to help them make the important decisions of life. In their for guidance, they sometimes follow wrong advice and suffer the consequences of bad decisions. Making a wrong turn morally can be more dangerous and consequential than taking the wrong turn on a highway. Stay on track with God's GPS. God graciously provides guidance for his people so they can follow him in all situations. Christians know that God's word provides the guidance we need in making the right choice in life. Following God's will provides is true wisdom, and those who succeed in life, they find it and obey it. Amen?
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela. Okay, and we will continue with our program where we recognize our, pray for our sick and shut in. And today it will be followed by a song. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you activate the Holy Spirit in Daddy Verner, Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Tim, Uncle Dave, Uncle Willie, Ruth Edwards, Brian, Dwight and family, Chelsea, Dorita and Jesse Verner, the Avery family, Tony, Carlos and the Wells family, the Rossiter family, the Williams family, Sister Shirley family, Eric, DeMarcus, Malachi, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann and family, Loretta and Latoya, Desert Kendrick, the Moody family, Ali Holiday, Rochelle Bessler, the Boyers family, Lenny and family, Valerie Crockett, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that the Holy Spirit move in each of us to activate that healing power upon us. Cleanse us both inside and out with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For we know that there is power in the blood. Father God, we ask that you give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. And Father God, we ask to be covered with your presence in your glory. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Sweet Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Mighty Spirit, healing Spirit, take over this place. Take over this place. Sweet Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see. We're in the part of the program where we honor birthdays. And we're looking at the week of May 29th through June 4th. Any birthdays we need to recognize for the week?
I have Carla. On June 3rd.
You said Carla?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Jayla's birthday today.
Okay.
Who married granddaughter?
Oh, yeah. When I tell her granddaughter's birthday, and it's today.
Yeah, today, which is Sunday.
Oh, today. Okay, okay. All right.
Okay, all right. Let's see for Carla and Jada. Let's see. Mom, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song, please?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Amen. Amen. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, or a poem or a song or any other Bible verses we would like to share with the group. We would just go down. And if so, please do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Daddy. Any testimony, praise report, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm actually going to got a praise report. Yeah, a little bit of this hymn.
Amen.
And the hymn is, Amen. And great. How sweet the sound as a wretch who slayed me. And my prayer before the earth. My daughter and her husband, and my oldest son, they spend the weekend with me and my wife, and we enjoyed them. Not that they enjoyed their trip, because they've been running, ripping there, so they've been here. And they go out and come back in with two or three bags, and they plan to go out and come back with more bags. You name it, they're doing it. They wanted me to go to their bowling alley. And my wife thinks I'm trying to be in the bed to keep them going. But my feet are paining me. I know the pain in me. And don't nobody else know it but me and God, you know.
Yeah.
So. On my bottom, you know, pain sitting there, and I'd be sitting on there. Well, anyway, make a long story short, we enjoy them. And we're glad they can. And I would say amen, because she might want to say something too.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you for amazing grace. And your praise report, Daddy. Okay, let's see here. Auntie Janet, any praise report, testimony? Song or poem you want to share with the group?
I have a poem from Powerful Prayers of Courage.
Yes.
Oh, let him who sorrows the relief can find. Trust in God and borrow ease for the heart and mind. Where the mourner weeping shed the secret tear, God his watch in keeping, though none else be near. God will never leave thee. All thy wants he knows. Feels the pain that grieves thee. cease our cares and woes. Raise thine eyes to heaven when thy spirit quail, when thy tempest-driven heart and courage fail. All thy woes and sadness in this world below, balance not the gladness thou in heaven shall know. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that poem, Auntie Janet. Let's see here. Angela, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'll pass it on.
Okay. Let's see. Mom, any praise report, song, testimony, poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read a little bit and then I share the praise report.
Amen.
I'm going to read James chapter 1. James is a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fail into diverse temptations. Know this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Hallelujah.
That patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entirely wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give to all men liberty and unbreakable not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith. Nothing waver, for he that waver is like a wave of the sea, driveth with the wind and tossed it. So I just want to say, with my children all here, they've been doing all the cooking. I ain't had to do no cooking.
Amen.
And I've been enjoying it so much. Mm-hmm. Enjoying it. Last weekend. I've had it a long time.
That's
the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Mm. Praise God. Mm. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, and for your praise report. And let's see here. Auntie Betty, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, a song.
Amen.
One more time, God has allowed us to come to give. One more time, yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come to give. One more time, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to sing together one more time. Oh, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to pray together one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to serve together one more time. Yeah, one more time, one more time. God has allowed us to come together one more time. Yeah, one more time. One more time, God has allowed us to come together. One more time. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen,
amen, amen. Thank you for that song, Auntie Betty. Jocelyn, I come back to you. Do you have a testimony, praise report, or a song, a poem you want to share with the group?
No, I do not.
Okay, all right. Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we are blessed with the closing prayer. But before I go into the closing prayer, is there anything anyone else would like to share before Angela come to us with the closing prayer? Amen, amen. Okay, Angela, may everyone bow their head, please.
Okay, here it
is. I'm thinking yet, Mother.
Okay.
All right. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you.
Yeah.
May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. May the God of peace, who raised Christ from the dead, strengthen your inner being for every good work. And may the blessing of God Almighty, our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and dwell within you this day and evermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. For you say no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and we are trusting and believing in your words and your words alone. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. We would like to thank Jocelyn for joining us tonight, and we welcome you back anytime Sunday at 8 p.m. And we wish everyone to have a blessed week. God loves you, and so do we. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Memorial Day tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
Who's birthday tomorrow?
Memorial Day tomorrow.
Oh, Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day.
Yes.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Oh, everyone have a happy and safe Memorial Day.
Bless the Lord. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You. Likewise.
Good night.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Steady pacing and I'm making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family would like to leave us with you for the week. We strive to do the will of God and struggle to succeed, but we may fail to recognize God's strength is all that we need. Have a blessed week. Love you. Good night.